Hello, hello. This is Angela, and you're listening to Between the Speakers.
Between the Speakers.
All right, so episode one, I just wanted to jump right in, and we can do a little intro and go from there. So a little bit about me. I'm, you know, just your basic average girl, not to sound like Kim Possible, but basically her, just with a little extra dash of cynicism and a lot of self-deprecation. I mean, who doesn't love to tear themselves down, right? So pretty recently I was talking with people that I'm close to about how incredible it is to see live music itself, how, you know, beautiful it is to see someone on stage taking inspiration not only from things that they believe in, but also from other artists that you might like yourself and who also might inspire you. And I think it's so, so interesting to see that little nod come into play, and whether or not it's something they meant to do, it's something that's so special to you and that you just take with you forever. Because for me, I know that live shows are a lot like little time capsules, and they take you right back to wherever you were the moment that you first heard that song, or, you know, maybe something really good or something really bad happened while you were listening to that song. And it's something that you carry with you the entire time that you have in your life. So I wanted to just look into that, not only with people who make music, but also people who just love music, you know, your everyday music listener, musician, anyone who's behind the scenes. I know that I grew up with a lot of music influences, with my dad being a musician and working on home theater systems. I was very immersed in music from a very, very early time in my life. We had a studio in the first apartment that I lived in, and I can remember doing the controls for my dad as he was recording things with all of his friends, and who came to be my uncles, which I kind of call frunkles because they're like friend uncles, you know, not really bloodline, but they are my fuel. So I grew up with all of that, and, you know, I was going to bars when I was really young and sitting at the bar drinking chocolate milk, listening to my dad just kill it and just play all of these original songs, and of course covering Knocking on Heaven's Door because that's like his all-time favorite thing to cover. Between that and Freebird, you know, it's a mix of the two. But I had him, and then my mom listened to a lot of classic rock like Journey, and she would also listen to Prince. And I mean, my God, if I ever heard about someone leaving the cake in the rain again, I think it might have been too soon. So my influences are kind of all over the board, just as far as, you know, what kind of has inspired me to take on the music that I take on and, you know, really bring it into my life. And I feel like music impacts my life so much because it's been there for so many important experiences in my life. So, you know, all of that in mind, I wanted to kind of just bring that around because I think that there's not enough talking about it. I know, you know, when someone does an interview with a magazine, they're like, oh, who inspires you? But like, why? You know, I want more of the why does that inspire you? And like, how does that inspiration play into your own music? I think that would be so cool to see and hear from just everyone different, you know, people who listen to music and so on and so forth. I think I'm definitely one of those people who missed their generation by a couple years. You know, I would love to have seen, you know, Nirvana or Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, Journey, you know, Velvet Underground. I think I was just born in the wrong generation. So I would kill to be able to see any of those. And, you know, people like my dad who have seen so many cool things, I just would love to pick everyone's brain and just see, you know, how he came to be so involved in the music that he was involved in, and, you know, just see, you know, how that's played into his life. My dad is someone who still plays guitar all the time, and, just is so inspirational just with his own music. I mean, you know, every now and then it gets a little political because when doesn't it? And it's still just so great to see because it's something that's so relieving for him and he's so passionate about, kind of the same way that not only myself, but also my sister is. And, you know, it's played such a big part of both of our lives. So that's definitely something that I would love to do here. So I guess let's get right into it. That's, you know, my life, just growing up, having backyard jams, going to shows, all of that stuff. But we can do more of that as we go along. But I wanted to talk about two songs right now that I'm really inspired by and that I think are amazing. So there is a song by Des Rocks called Wayne that he just released, I think about a week ago now, and it is phenomenal. I have loved Des Rocks for forever. You can read about it on the blog. He is just one of a kind. He's bringing classic rock, but in a new age sort of way, and just has his totally unique spin on it and is so passionate about what he does and what he brings, and he leaves his soul on the stage, and that's just what it is. There's no way around it. It's one of a kind. And it's not just something that, you know, someone my age would be able to enjoy. When I went, I was so impressed by the range in the crowd because there was people younger than me running around in their band shirts, which reminded me of like growing up singing Nirvana all the time and, you know, weirding people out because why is this 5-year-old singing Nirvana in the grocery store, you know? But it reminded me of that in myself, but also you have people that were probably in my dad's age range, which are, you know, someone who has maybe lived through such a strong, what we think of now as classic rock stage, and you know, maybe got to go and see those live shows, and it's just so remarkable. The show that Des Rocks puts on is just phenomenal, and you see, you know, things that are very reminiscent of like the Vines, and just it's grungy, it's gritty, it's just filthy rock, and there's no other way to think about it because it's just so good. And I highly recommend that everyone goes and listens to it. The other song that I wanted to talk about today is a song called J Cash by Not a Toy. I found this on my Discover Weekly on Spotify this week, and the instant I heard it, I knew that I was going to be obsessed. It's another kind of grimy rock song, and you know, I haven't really dove into more behind Not a Toy yet, but this song just stopped me dead in my tracks because it's just there's so much passion and you know, just raw emotion in the song, and it just makes you want to like be there in that moment and the drops, and it's one of those songs that you feel in your bones, and there's just something so beautiful about that. So I just wanted to share that song with you guys as well. And I look forward to taking everyone on this journey with me for some interviews. I'd love to talk to anyone who's interested in, you know, saying their piece about why they love music and what it means to them, what inspires them. So if that's something that interests you, definitely email me. You can go ahead and like this, subscribe, rate, share with your friends. Let's do it all and let's go on just a beautiful musical journey together and see where it all goes. I look forward to having you guys around for the future, and I will have blog posts up on Mondays and Fridays, and I will do a podcast once a week as well. So look out for that, and I look forward to doing this with you. Alrighty, that's it for this one.